With consciousness, you can create any reality you want, but it's not through the brain. It's not willpower. It's no power whatsoever. It's not even using energy. There is no energy whatsoever in creation. And most people equate creation with huge quantities of energy. True creation, true consciousness, has not a speck of energy in it. It's only later, after the, you could say, the creation has been birthed within the Creator, which is you, it's only then does the compassion or the passion come forth to bring the energy to make it so. And that's why I say, look in your heart. Look at what is in your heart. You have different words to describe it from before, but it is essentially the compassion. Now, bring that to yourself. Bring it to your life. And suddenly, everything changes. Easily, gracefully, without effort. Let's take a good deep breath. Let's put on some music and integrate all of this. A lot of talking, a lot of distracting today, but let's integrate all of this in our mirab. So now comes the time. Now comes the time for the wisdom of the Master. The Master showed up because you were allowing. None of those other lifetimes of the I Am were so allowing, but you were. And now the wisdom shows up. And I dare say that you've forgotten about the true heart of the human. You're too busy trying to overcome wounds and challenges, too busy struggling and fighting, tilting at windmills, fighting battles that no longer need to be fought, all the time forgetting about the tremendous compassion in your heart. If there's one thing that you're going to be known for all of eternity, celebrated for when you finally leave the human body and come to the other side, is your compassion for others. Like a color band you'll wear in your, what you call, energy field for all times. It'll never go away. When you come upon other beings, angelic beings in the other realms, they'll see that immediately in you. That color band, the compassion that you had for others, you take it for granted. Why don't you just start observing other people, and there's varying degrees of compassion that they have. Some with very, very little, some with no more compassion than an animal that roams the forest. Others with varying degrees, but none with the compassion like you have. And your heart has gotten hardened over the lifetimes. Maybe just because of that tremendous compassion, how you might have been taken advantage of by others. But you know, those days are gone. Long gone. There are none who can harm you or hurt you in any way. Recognizing that you're a being of consciousness. consciousness is like, oh, it is the great creator, but it takes no energy whatsoever. Consciousness is like a dream, like a passion, an imagination of what could be created, what could be experienced. And then it brings the energy forth to manifest it, not just in physical ways. It brings energy to manifest realities. You see, even as I'm speaking to you right now, you're here in the physical realm, in time and space, but your consciousness is imagining, dreaming, and creating stories, experiences, very sensual experiences that are not even based in physical reality. You get glimpses of them once in a while in your dream state. We come to this point where it's time to go beyond that matrix, that hypnotic pattern of the mind and of everyday life. So we come back to this point and we allow the alt reality button. It's always been there. It's not new. It was just kind of covered over, hidden. It is truly in your being, this alt reality button. Nothing that you need to strive for or earn. It is your, you could say, your birthright, but it is your creator right to have alt reality. To go beyond duality, to go beyond the old answers to questions in your life. It's free to use, and it's not connected to the brain, and nobody else can use it. It's just yours. By acknowledging it, by allowing it, you realize if you ever get stuck, you just hit that. There's different solutions. There's different perspectives, different realities. And yes, they can intermingle with this reality. Yes, they can. It is not an either or, it is an and. You're not limited to one reality, or even to two. Mind-blowing? Well, yes, it is. But it is so very real, and it's all the result of consciousness. Funny thing is, we're not creating anything new here. We're simply stepping out of very limited focus. That's all we're doing. We're stepping out of that pattern that was shown on the screen. This alt reality can be used in everything in your life. And remember, there's no hands of angels on it. It's not your higher self doing it, it's you. You and the wisdom of the Master. It can be used for a small issue. You want to buy a new car, a new house. It can be used for bigger human issues. What should I do about my job? It could be used for the great issues of your life. How do I get unstuck? How do I allow my embodied enlightenment? How do I come into health and wealth? But there is a fine print on the alt reality button. Not too much, but enough that we should acknowledge here. One is that it's not going to be what you thought, what the human thought it was going to be. A Let go of the expectations right up front. It's not going to be just another human solution. It will be otherworldly. It'll be solutions from another realm. But realms that have always been there. Secondly, there'll be a flashing light on this. Do not use for others. For your own personal use only. Do not use for others, because then you're defeating the very compassion of your heart. You see, true compassion is allowing everybody their experiences, honoring everything about them, about others, not trying to change them, not trying to change the world, but honoring. Perhaps it's one of the toughest lessons for any angel, and any human angel like you. Don't try to change the world. Use the alt reality button for you, for your life. It will ultimately affect others when you become that standard. What we talked about before with the goodness in your heart, that shining standard, oh, it will change. But it will do so without words, without power, without pushing. It'll change the people closest to you, your children, your loved ones. It'll change your community. But don't use the alt reality button for them. It's only for you to change your reality, to change how you are creating. Consciousness creates using no energy whatsoever. It is only in the manifestation that energy is brought forth to create beautiful illusions of reality. Consciousness, the great creator, requires no energy whatsoever. And remember that you are an attractant of energy. The other side of the equation, other side of the consciousness equation, you're where the energy flows to, the receiver. The one gifted with the energies. You're like a magnet, but if you're limited by the mind, by your beliefs, if you're limited by that hypnotic graphic of reality, you're only going to attract limited energy within a limited spectrum, with limited solutions. Imagine for a moment, there are no limits, there are alt realities. There are many, many different realities that are all here. Use my example, there's not just the evolutionism, there's not just creationism, there is consciousism. There are so many different realities. Imagine for a moment now, you as the attractant, as the one who receives the gifts of energy, how it changes with alternative realities. So let's bring that alt reality button into full awareness. Take a deep breath. It's there to play with. Don't be afraid of it. It's there to experience. Just don't use it for others. Remember from this day that there are so many different solutions. And I'm going to oversimplify it, but I'm going to say that typically you try to use two different solutions, two different approaches when a problem comes up. Approach A and approach B. And all based on that mesmerizing graphic, in other words, the limitations of the mind. And as was said earlier in the room today, well, that's the way it was always done. But you are true pioneers of consciousness. Let's do it different. Let's take the alt reality and open up. Good deep breath, my dear friends. Good deep breath. Until we meet again next month or sometime in between, just remember as you stay here on Earth as an embodied master that all is well in all of creation. Thank you. Thank you.